Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Strike Zone with St. Paul Saints manager George Samas. Strike Zone is a weekly program that gives you, the fans, the opportunity to ask the Saints manager questions about the Saints, baseball or sports in general, or just seek George's wisdom about life events that are going on out there. In this week's episode, George talks to us about the opening weekend of the season. He tells us what he thinks about his hitting to this point, and George is fully on board with having a blacklist night with the St. Paul Saints. So let's join Strike Zone. So let's welcome back manager George Samas. George, do you have team updates for us?
Well, today we're activating Vinny Natoli from the disabled list to start the game. There was no injury at all. It was just a roster spot move. So he's going to start today, and Matt Sulter, who pitched yesterday, will just go on the DL. There's no injury there. He pitched really good. But we have an off day on Thursday, so that off day helps us juggle this around a little bit. We play with the Phantom DL a little bit, and that's what's happening.
You take 2 out of 3 in Gary and win yesterday against Chicago. What's your team's assessment this early in the season?
You know what? The first 4 games, I thought we played pretty well. Maybe we've had one rough inning since we've been gone, but the guys here, they play the right way. They're some experienced players, and we like the way it started so far.
You were a little concerned heading into the season about where your starting rotation is at. What are you thinking about that so far?
You know what? It is still early, but right now, you know, I know Jake Esch had a rough inning the other day, but the other guys have thrown the ball well, and Jeff Malm did a great job the other day, and I mean, Matt Sulter threw well, and Eddie Medina had a good start, and but it's a little bit early, but so far the guys have been fine.
Well, let's begin with fan questions. We start with Janet, who says, I am happy that Mark Hamburger has found a new direction in life, but we miss him in St. Paul. What is the team like now without him?
You know what? He was really good for us. Obviously, he was a very popular player here, and he's over there in New Britain now, and he's pitched, I think, 4 times, and he's done well in a couple starts. And again, he's pitched some great games for us over the years. And but the guys we have here now, we like the guys we have. They're quality players. And but again, Mark did really, really good for us. His 3 years here.
Deanna asks, how do you feel about Pork Knight as the ball pig? Interesting name.
Honestly, man, I hadn't heard it before. I guess it's a video game or something.
I don't know, to be honest with you.
You know, whatever. When I first heard it, I asked, I think it was Anna, who was standing next to me at the time. I go, what was that? And she said it was like a video game or something. I don't know, something Knight. So I really had no idea. That just shows you what I'm all about.
You don't have time for video games.
Yeah.
Derek would like to know, you said a few years ago how the new stadium was such a draw for players. Is that still true?
Yeah, I think it is. There's guys like playing here, and obviously word of mouth goes, you know, a long way here. And again, the guys we've brought in, I mean, I think they've heard some good things about it. And now that once you get them here, they really don't want to leave. You know, they truly are playing in a beautiful place.
Liz says, Rob predicting the Red Hawks would finish above the Saints. Tell him how stupid he is.
He can predict anything he wants to predict, and after last year, he's not wrong to predict it. And in our division, Winnipeg has to be the favorite. They've won back-to-back championships, but Fargo finished so good last year, and they were good, and we had the rough second half. So it doesn't matter what anybody predicts. You know, you got to go out there and get the job done. So if Rob would have predicted us in first, it wouldn't have mattered. If you predict us in last, it doesn't matter.
See, George doesn't think I'm stupid.
No, I don't, no.
Bill says, Fargo-Moorhead took 2 of 3 this weekend. As much as I would love to see Winnipeg falter, does Fargo have to be good in their place?
Tell you what, both of them are really good. We're going to be really good teams. Sioux Falls is going to be good. Gary's so tough. In Chicago, obviously, we saw him yesterday for the first time, but their manager, Butch Hobson, has been doing this for a long time, knows exactly what he's doing. This division's going to be really tough, and you know, any of the teams can win this division.
Let's see. Seth would like to know, I saw that great Animal House promotion on August 14th where there is going to be a food fight. What will you throw at Oldie Sheldon?
I don't know. There's he eats a lot, so I'm sure we can find something that we'll throw at him that he'll have no problem eating it, because that's all he does is eat.
Patrick asks, what do you think of Rafael Palmeiro in the league?
I think it's neat, and I saw you hit a home run last night, and I hope he does well. I mean, 53 years old, it's pretty tough to do what he's doing. And again, he hit a home run last night. We'll see how long it lasts. And But good for him, and you know, I hope he swings the bat well.
Chad says, those Chicago Dogs uniforms sure look bright. Wow.
They're nice-looking uniforms. But our uniforms, I love our uniforms. Let's talk about our uniforms instead. I love our home uniforms, and I love our road uniforms. So we have the same uniforms as the Dodgers have. It's a nice look.
That's a great color, too, for sure.
Yep.
Jacob would like to know, how do you compare this season's team to the other three you have had at CHS Field?
You know what? This year, I honestly feel we have more experienced guys. There are a few more AA, AAA guys on this team, and so you have a few more experienced, older guys that have been around for a while. And I know the first 2 years, really the first 2.5 years here, we had some really good teams. We did really well the first 2.5 years. Like I said, the only time we struggled was really that second half of last year where we collapsed there in that second half. But, it's too early to tell, but good experienced guys is what we have right now.
I think people forget you have almost 200 wins here in 3 seasons.
Last season it was a tough the way it ended, but when you lose a lot of your quality guys, it's going to be tough to replace them. And we've played well here other than the last month of the season.
John says, with so much total craziness going on in the world, is it hard to concentrate on baseball, or is that just like a sanctuary?
Yeah, you know what? There's crazy stuff going on, but when you get to the field, you try to just worry about that. And it's too bad some of the things that happen, that are happening now. But when you get here, you just go do your job and hopefully forget about the other things that are going on.
Kyle, turning to Major League Baseball, says that Hicks guy is throwing 105 miles per hour for St. Louis. How do guys reach that point?
I don't know. I haven't seen him throw. I was not aware of that. But a guy throwing 100 miles an hour, 95 miles an hour, it's sometimes you're a little lucky to be able to throw that hard. It's hard work, but a little luck comes into play as well.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you about that because he has like 16 walks and 22 innings. When you're wild like that, how hard is that for a batter to stand in with that kind of speed?
Yeah, it's tough. Especially if they're knocking you down with those inside pitches. It's tough. But a guy throwing that hard, though, they're definitely definitely tough to hit, and especially if they could mix in a good breaking ball there once in a while.
Next up is Evan, who says, George, the Saints are always up for promotions. After listening to you last week, why no blacklist night? You would kill it dressed like Spader.
You know, that's a great question. And we should have that. And I would love to be, I would love to dress like him. The Raymond Reddington look is the coolest look out there. So I need to get one of those hats, because the people that obviously watch the show like you know how cool he is and how good he looks, and that hat is outstanding.
You would totally be able to dress that way, though, too. No doubt about it.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll be more than happy to look like him.
Thomas would like to know, why aren't you guys fans of Axl Rose?
Nothing against him. It's just, to me, it's just not the same with, with Bon Scott or Brian Johnson. Nothing against him, but AC/DC to me is, again, it's like Brett Favre going to the Vikings. You did good here, but he shouldn't have been there.
Cindy would like to know about the big news last week. So Yanni or Laurel, what did you think?
I saw that, and I saw that, and I was like, I have no interest in that in any way. When they were talking about it, I couldn't even believe we were wasting our time even listening to that. So I don't think anything on that.
And our last question of the week comes from Sheila. She says, no invitation to the royal wedding, George? Don't they realize you were St. Paul royalty?
Yep, no invitation, and that's another thing. I have no interest in that either, and I heard everything about it and saw everything about it, but I really didn't care one way or another about that either.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us, George.
Okay, thank you.
We want to thank manager George Samus for joining us on Strike Zone this week. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the St. Paul Saints manager, please send them to us at askgeorge@minorleaguesportsreport.com. That's askgeorge@minorleaguesportsreport.com. Please have your questions to us by Sunday evening so we can give the skipper a little time to review them before we record the show. We want to thank you for joining us this week. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on Strike Zone.